Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Senate Majority announced leadership structure and committee chairs for the 34th Alaska State Legislature on Tuesday. Among those in leadership positions, from Senate District D, Jesse Bjorkman has been named the chairman of two committees, Labor and Commerce and Transportation. The announcement came as part of the designation of the majority's leadership structure. Senator Gary Stevens of Kodiak will once again serve as Senate President, and Senator Kathy Geisel as Majority Leader. Other leadership positions include Senator Bill Wilikowski of Anchorage, who was named as the Rules Chair, Senator Kelly Merrick as Majority Whip, Senators Bert Stedman, Lyman Hoffman, and Donnie Olson as Chairs of the Finance Committee, and Senator Eli Gray Jackson as Legislative Budget and Audit Chair. The Senate Majority said in a press release that their priorities will include finding long-term solutions to lower Alaska's high energy and healthcare costs, provide adequate funding for public education and election reform, and addressing teacher and public employee recruitment and retention. Bjorkman won re-election in the November general elections, staving off challenger Ben Carpenter in a race that was officially decided by ranked choice voting on November 20th. Other committee chairs for the 34th Alaska State Legislature include Kelly Merrick, the chair of Community and Regional Affairs, the Committee on Education, chaired by Senator Loki Tobin of Anchorage, Forrest Dunbar, chairing Health and Social Services, Matt Clayman, chairing Judiciary, Kathy Geisel over Resources, and more. Find the full list by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. In December of 2023, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service accepted an application from an AT&T subsidiary to install a cell phone tower at milepost 63 of the Sterling Highway near Mystery Creek Access Road. The draft environmental assessment and compatibility determination documents are now available for public comment for 30 days. That area has been notorious for cell reception loss, and while the proposed 198-foot tower would be installed under service compliance agreements to provide emergency service, it would also be available for commercial use. Kenai National Wildlife Refuge Deputy Manager Steve Miller said this is not the first time a request for a cell phone tower at that location has come up. In fact, the topic has been on the table for several years.
The first request to put a tower up right in the same spot was, I think, 13 years ago. Every previous request, they've withdrawn their applications or they have not ever formally submitted an application.
According to Miller, the primary reason these applications have either been withdrawn or unsubmitted regarded the proposed tower's access to electricity.
Even though it's directly adjacent to the AEA transmission line, there's no distribution.
Miller says the difference this time is that the tower would rely on alternative energy like liquefied petroleum gas or solar power. One more condition for the tower is that it must allow for one additional provider to co-locate on the structure to prevent the need for a separate tower. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had 1 year to complete an environmental assessment and prepare a compatibility determination. The assessment is now complete and the determination is being prepared. Both documents have entered the 30-day public comment period. On Monday, November 26th, 48-year-old Jess Klukas of Clam Gulch was sentenced by Superior Court Judge Jason Giss to 271 years for 60 felony counts of sexually abusing three grade school children over a 14-year period. A Kenai jury convicted Klukas of the 60 counts on April 16th of this year. In a courtroom that was packed by the public, jurors, and family members of the victims, Judge Giss imposed a sentence for each individual charge in a hearing that lasted more than 3.5 hours. Judge Giss declared that this was among the worst sexual abuse cases that he had seen, based on the number of victims and lengthy period of abuse, and expressed the need for a significant period of confinement in order to protect the public and to deter others in light of Alaska's nation-leading rates of sexual assault. In addition to imposing a composite sentence of 271 years of active incarceration, Klukas was also sentenced to 105 years of suspended jail time, 25 years of probation, and a lifetime sex offender registration requirement. Because Klukas was convicted of 16 counts of the highest level sexual felony offenses under Alaska law, he is not eligible for discretionary or mandatory parole on those offenses. The Kenai District Attorney's Office prosecuted this case. The very lengthy criminal investigation was led by Investigative Sergeant Mark Pearson of the Alaska Bureau of Investigations and conducted with the assistance of the South Central Haven House Child Advocacy Center in Homer. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.